This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In Sitka, Alaska, about 750 miles north of Seattle, one of the most revered members of the community is a plant. It's called Devil's Club. It has big umbrella-like leaves that sit on top of long, leggy canes and limbs covered in diabolically sharp spines. The use of Devil's Club is central to Tlingit Indian culture, but its increasing popularity as a medicinal may challenge its once sacred role. NPR's Ketzel Levine traveled to Sitka to pay her respects to the extraordinary leafy green plant.
When Devil's Club is happy, it runs with abandon, scampering up and across the steep and spacious woodlands of big tree forests, where the conifers are so widely spaced that the sun pours right in and right through the plant's open palmed leaves. Give it a cushy climate with 100 inches of rain a year, and Devil's Club is ecstatic, making rich pickings for locals who know how to use it and come prepared.
I thought I brought a bag, but yeah, here it is. This is what you call a Tlingit Samsonite.
George Bennett takes enormous pleasure in his Tlingit heritage, plastic shopping bags and all. The Tlingit, spelled T-L-I-N-G-I-T, are one of several Southeast Alaska tribes who've been harvesting Devil's Club for centuries. The plant is a veritable medicine chest for the Tlingit. They call it Sacht.
People don't understand the nature of an aspirin, but an aspirin works. This would be a Tlingit aspirin.
The Tlingit have turned to Devil's Club for a list of ailments you wouldn't wish on an enemy, from coughs and colds to fever and chest pains, gallstones, stomach ulcers and pneumonia, arthritis pain, venereal disease, tuberculosis, and topping the list, hypoglycemia. They steep it into teas, mash it into salves, chew, sip, and steam it. The ancient rituals surrounding its use begin with its harvest. You don't just take Devil's Club. You apologize. You explain.
We thank it because you are just like a medicine to us. That's what we're asking it today.
It's a little late in the season now to harvest the plant easily. Thousands of quarter-inch razor-sharp spines cover its every square inch. George Bennett did not bring gloves. He said he never uses them. Instead, he cuts a huge, fleshy leaf from a nearby skunk cabbage and wraps it like a towel around the limb he needs to hold. Shaving away with a small pocket knife, he makes quick work of the lethal club.
Here we go. There.
Now, I'm getting a very strong whiff from the plant.
Yeah.
Very, very strong. Somebody referred to that as sweet dirt.
Right, exactly. And this one here, what I would probably like to use it for mostly is to use it in my home, and then you'll take a chunk home with you to put over your own dwelling at home in your main entranceway.
Such is the power of Devil's Club that it's also used to ward off evil, which must make it a welcome sight to patients at Sitka's Indian Health Services Hospital, where a piece of the plant hangs over the entrance to the urgent care ward.
And there's also a piece of the plant over the obstetrical surgical ward and the critical care ward.
Libby Watanabe is chief dietitian at the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium. The hospital's three-colored logo features a plant, Devil's Club. Oplopanax horridus, that's a reference to its spines, has not been approved for medicinal use by the FDA. Libby Watanabe, herself a Tlingit, can't prescribe the so-called Tlingit aspirin. But having seen and read so much anecdotal evidence about its effectiveness, she relishes the idea of using it in her practice.
Oh, I would love to. I would love to use it as a hypoglycemic agent for treating high blood sugars because diabetes is so prevalent and I hear it's going to increase, so to be used in that manner I think would be real effective.
Until there's scientific evidence either way, Oplopanax horridus, Devil's Club, is only available as an herbal supplement. You can find it in products with names like Tum Ease and Blood Sugar Blues. Libby Watanabe's hope for its pharmaceutical use seems a reasonable enough thing to wish for, but it also puts her at odds with some of her elders in the Tlingit community, who think that even talking about Devil's Club is opening a Pandora's box.
Devil's Club is a sacred plant to us, and I'm very much against commercializing Devil's Club.
Irene Jimmy is a member of Sitka's Kayani Commission, a group formed several years ago to preserve and protect traditional plant knowledge. Dietitian Libby Watanabe is also on that committee, as is George Bennett, who took us harvesting in the woods. Each person's relationship with the plant is suffused with reverence, but Irene Jimmy is wary of sharing what she knows.
Sometimes we're taken advantage of, and we're very much aware of that. So I've known you for a few hours, that's it. I'd have to learn more about you before I would go any further than I did today.
Irene Jimmy considers her plant knowledge intellectual property, and as such, information that could be misappropriated, for instance, used to capitalize on the plant. Certainly there are precedents. Consider the Pacific Yew, used medicinally by native peoples for centuries. Once its anti-cancer properties were discovered and marketed as Taxol, native populations of the plant paid dearly, while native peoples were paid not at all. As concerns Devil's Club, industry watchers say the big pharmaceuticals are hot on the trail of this plant. Yet, arguably, knowledge withheld by the tribe could be knowledge lost. And that just won't work for Pauline Duncan, who spends this morning teaching another generation about Devil's Club.
Clap your hands once if you can hear me. Eyes on me, please.
A dozen reasonably attentive kids, up to their ankles in daisies and clover, get the go-ahead to start picking flowers.
Don't worry about anything. Don't worry about anything at all, because everything is so natural here.
They're gathering ingredients to add to a Devil's Club lip balm. Their teacher has already harvested the vicious stems from vacant lots and friends' homes.
I've had calls where someone else would say, I'm cutting down all my Devil Club. It's a pain. It's this, that. Do you want to come and collect some before I cut it all down?
So much for the plant's celebrated powers. Like any plant in the wrong place, a lot of people consider the Devil's Club just a very mean-spirited weed. Pauline Duncan turns their plants into Devil's Club tea for Sitka's elders. She donates Devil's Club lip balm to the hospital, sells Devil's Club ointment with or without menthol, and chooses to distance herself from those in the Tlingit community who disapprove.
I have voiced my opinion of the Devil Club and that I will continue to use it, and regardless of how different people might feel, my stand is that I will continue to promote the Devil Club plant.
The commercialization of Devil's Club seems inevitable. A plant that's cured humans for millennia is not exactly a long shot. Even if the plant doesn't pan out as a pharmaceutical, it is poised to take its place among other supposed herbal cure-alls, such as ginseng and echinacea. The challenge for the Tlingit and other tribes that revere Devil's Club is how to balance commercial interests against the integrity of the culture and the sanctity of the plant. Ketzel Levine, NPR News.
Well, you got to push on the branch and pull up. Oh, that's probably why it's been breaking. I see.
You can get a look at Devil's Club, and there are links to learn more about the plant at npr.org.